Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is February 24, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Wishfund launches payments service, Worldline, Amadeus, Subway join forces for new payment solution, MasterCard brings Apple Pay to Mexico, Lightspeed, D local partner to offer local payments to merchants in LATAM, Cambridge Global Payments and Ziplingo announce a strategic partnership, Nuve expands into the U.S. iGaming market, Affirm, Vacasa partner to offer flexible vacation rental payments, Central banks from China, Thailand, UAE, Hong Kong to explore digital currency for cross-border payments. Now let's get started. Wishfund launches payments service. Canada-based digital marketing solutions provider Wishfund Technologies has announced the launch of Wishfund Payments, a new service that enables customers to sell and collect payments directly through landing pages. According to the press release, Wishfund Payments enables customers to accept instant purchases on their website, with additional features including built-in checkouts, revenue reporting, and subscription management. Businesses can allow customers to shop and check out without leaving their landing page or website. Wishfund Payments provides payments for customers with pre-existing Stripe accounts. This feature enables customers to sync Wishfund and Stripe customer databases. Wishfund Payments allows businesses to review sales, subscriptions, and sign-ups in real time using an all-in-one dashboard. Worldline, Amadeus, Subway join forces for new payment solution. Worldline, a company in payment and transaction services, and Amadeus have unveiled the completion of a multi-country payment solution rollout with Subway restaurants. The three companies executed a payments solution to facilitate its global payment infrastructure and provide secure, cost-effective, and optimized operations for franchisees. Subway franchisees independently own and operate more than 40,000 restaurants in over 100 countries. The use of this new universal payment software aims to make it easier to operate Subway's previous international payment infrastructure. It provides restaurant owners with a consistent payment acceptance user experience. In addition, the new framework allows for a fast deployment of new payment solutions on a global scale, with a projected reduction of testing and certification costs. MasterCard brings Apple Pay to Mexico. MasterCard has announced the launch of Apple Pay in Mexico. According to the press release, Apple Pay will initially be available to Citibanamex and Banorte MasterCard cardholders, who will be able to make in-app purchases as well as buy in-store and pay in any terminal that accepts contactless payments. The service will soon be made available to Inbursa MasterCard cardholders. Customers can use Apple Pay on iPhone or Apple Watch to make purchases through apps without having to create accounts or repeatedly enter shipping and billing information. When customers use a credit or debit card with Apple Pay, the actual card numbers will not be stored on the device, nor on Apple servers. Instead, a unique device account number is assigned, encrypted, and stored in the secure element. Lightspeed, D local partner to offer local payments to merchants in LATAM. Payment platform D local and Lightspeed, a provider of cloud-based, omni-channel commerce platforms, have announced a new partnership. Via this collaboration, merchants will be allowed to accept local payment options across LATAM, as the small business market in that region undergoes a rapid digital transformation. The direct integration now lives in Mexico, and it enables Lightspeed e-commerce merchants to start accepting local payment methods in Mexican pesos. This industry-specific solution will allow merchants to facilitate direct bank-to-bank transfers through Mexico's SPEI system, accept cash through digital voucher payments such as OXXO, and accept local credit and debit cards such as Visa, MasterCard, Amex or Mexico's Carnet Debit. Cambridge Global Payments and Ziplingo announce a strategic partnership. Cambridge Global Payments has partnered with Ziplingo to develop an enhanced international payments solution targeted at the direct selling industry. According to the press release, this partnership will deliver a strong payment solution within Ziplingo's digital wallet, allowing payout in more than 145 different currencies, with local deposits available in certain countries and regions. In addition, this enhanced solution can be tailored to each customer's specific needs. According to the company's officials, the integrated partnership with Ziplingo offers a completely new way to provide payee optionality, while improving the overall user experience for independent consultants. Cambridge Global Payments, a Fleetcor company, is a provider of integrated cross-border payment services and currency risk management solutions. As a trusted partner for more than 25 years, Cambridge delivers innovative solutions designed to mitigate foreign exchange exposure and address unique business needs. Nuvei expands into the U.S. iGaming market. Nuvei has announced its expansion into the U.S. iGaming market. The company has obtained approvals to provide payment services to iGaming operators in multiple states, and it is onboarding online operators from fantasy sports betting, casino, iLottery, and several other industry sectors. The payment capabilities offered by Nuvei range from rapid onboarding to fraud prevention and optimizing payment profitability. The solution aims to tackle low payment acceptance rates through transaction routing via multiple acquirers, and acceptance of multiple payment methods for fast deposits and withdrawals including cards, digital wallets, bank transfers, and ACH. Via Nuvei's cashier, declined transactions trigger an automated recovery function to further increase conversion rates. Cashier is also designed to optimize multi-directional payment flows while adhering to industry compliance and regulations. Affirm, Vacasa partner to offer flexible vacation rental payments. Vacasa, a vacation rental management platform, has partnered with Affirm to provide flexible payment options to those planning their next vacation. According to the press release, through the partnership, Affirm will expand its travel category and increase payment flexibility to more vacation rental guests. Therefore, when booking on Vacasa.com, eligible travelers can select Affirm at checkout and split the cost of U.S. vacation rentals into simple monthly payments over 3, 6, or 12 months with an APR as low as 0%. Vacasa offers travelers thousands of professionally managed vacation rentals throughout North America, Belize, and Costa Rica. Each home Vacasa manages is cared for by local teams that adhere to the company's enhanced premium clean standards for the increased safety of its guests. Furthermore, Affirm can be used as a payment option at checkout online or in store at over 6,500 top merchants of varying categories and sizes. Vacasa is one of the first vacation rental platforms to partner with Affirm, joining travel merchants including Expedia, Priceline, Delta Vacations, Cheapoair, Charisma Hotels and Resorts and Great Wolf Lodge, and more. Central banks from China, Thailand, UAE, Hong Kong to explore digital currency for cross-border payments. The Hong Kong Monetary Authority (HKMA) and the Bank of Thailand (BOT) have worked together to study the application of central bank digital currencies (CBDC). The central banks are now expanding their work to include the People's Bank of China's (PBOC) Digital Currency Research Institute and the Central Bank of the United Arab Emirates. According to CNBC, what technologies are being used differs from institution to institution. The group of central banks led by HKMA and BOT are exploring distributed ledger technology, DLT. DLT is seen to potentially help make cross-border payments more efficient. As cross-border payments are traditionally slow and expensive, central banks believe that central bank digital currencies could speed them up. The central banks aim to explore business use cases in a cross-border context using both domestic and foreign currencies. While several central banks are exploring digital currencies, it is China's central bank that is furthest ahead, at least with a domestic version. However, the PBOC has been very secretive about its efforts with digital currencies. According to CNBC, some commentators have suggested a digital yuan could help internationalize China's currency, and the cross-border project with the central banks of Hong Kong, Thailand, and the UAE could be evidence of that intention. To learn more about CBDCs, download our ebook Central Bank Digital Currencies for Dummies: A Quick Guide into CBDCs. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.